Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina, weksta tussen 3 en 6.
Dit is lekker koud oor meeste dele van die land en toevallig die naweek het ons ook nou begin droom nou al van ons Desember vakansies.
Ek weet nie waar jy droom oor Desember nie, ek is toch diep hier in die winter.
Is dit?
Ja.
Ja, maar ons dink nou al aan die warmer tye, ons wil nou al...
See toe wil ons altyd.
Ons wil see toe.
Ons wil altyd see toe.
En ons het gedink aan waar en hoe en wat kan lekker wees, maar maak nie saak of jy nou 'n klein kind is nie of 'n groot mens, ons allemaal het 'n fascinasie, nie net met die see nie, maar die oceaan, water, is lekker om te swem, en jy kan het spesifiek sien by babiekies ook. Hulle is gek oor water.
Ja.
Splash my nie goed rond, dit maak vir hulle verskriklik happy. En toe kom ons op 'n boek af, Deep Blue, geskryf deur Verushka De Vita, en sy is saam met ons in die ateljee. Verush, thank you so much for popping in today.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
So, let's just give some background about yourself, you know. Tell us a little bit about who is Verushka.
So, I'm an absolute enormous sea lover. I've always loved the sea. I believe it's in my DNA. I will frolic, play, dive, dip, swim, poodle, whatever.
I'm glad you said the oodle at the end because if you've ever been down to Durban, it's because of all the poodling they do there in the rivers that you can't swim there anymore.
This is also true.
Yeah.
But fortunately, along our coastline, there are still amazing, magnificent places where we can swim. Mm. And it's clean and pristine and wonderful.
Mm. So tell us about where you're from, your family.
So my parents are from Sicily, and this is where my big fascination with the sea comes from. My dad used to literally swim from the coastline of Sicily to another island called Mozia, which is about 5 kilometers away.
Wow.
He would then just hang around there, probably drip dry, walk around, look at all the historical ruins, and then swim back. Yes.
Amazing.
So I've always been fascinated with his stories of this enormous, shimmering, mythologized mass of blue that literally surrounds every single continent and island on this planet.
Yeah.
And that love has just grown and grown and grown to the point that I've actually written a book about it, which is my love letter to the sea.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask, why did you write Deep Blue?
So it just wouldn't leave me alone.
I can see you are extremely passionate about it.
Extremely passionate. And because I live inland, I'm a Boksburg girl.
Okay.
I don't get to the sea as often as I want to, but I make a point of going there many times a year. Mm. And I have this, it has this pull on me, like I'm sure it has on a lot of other people. So I make sure that I go there. I make sure that I spend time on the beach. I'm in the water. I even learned to free dive, which was something that I've always wanted to do. And it was a pivotal experience for me.
Yeah, we want to talk about that. So then you decided you are so full of the sea and the ocean, as I can say it, and that you wrote your love letter to the sea.
I did. And along the way, I had the most amazing experiences. I met the most fascinating people, athletes, extreme swimmers, ice water dippers, people who go to the North Pole twice a year and the South Pole to swim.
Right.
People who swim in frozen lakes under the ice. It's been a remarkable journey. And I've put it all into the book.
Wel, ons gaan nou 'n bietjie met Verushka verder gesels daaroor, want ek dink dis 'n baie interessante konsep. Ons sien mense doen dit deesdae vir gesondheid, wat hulle hierdie ice dips vat en al daai goeters, en sy kan dalk vir ons nou 'n bietjie beter vertel wat dit doen aan 'n mens se liggaam en hoekom soveel mense voel dit is 'n great manier om hulle self 'n bietjie gesonder te kry. Ons gas vandag, Verushka De Vita, sy het Deep Blue geskryf en gaan 'n bietjie oor haar liefdes brief aan die see, maar ook ons fascinasie as mense met die see, water en verskeie ander dinge. En sy het nou so 'n bietjie aangeraak dat sy's 'n freediver, ook onlangs dit begin doen. Now that's a very fascinating thing, free diving.
It is.
Because there is some really impressive world records.
There are.
That people are holding. And that's, I mean, that's diving on a single breath and then having to come up as well.
Yes, correct. But these people are amazing. So to give you an idea, the men's record is 133 meters.
Wow.
Down.
Crazy.
Into the deep, dark blue.
Crazy.
And how long does it take at that depth?
About 3 minutes.
What?
Yes. It doesn't. You know what? They are able to go quickly because they don't have to equalize.
But why don't you have to equalize?
Because you're not breathing.
Okay.
So what happens is at the surface. So the record holder is a man, a Russian man by the name of Alexei Molchanov. Mm. He's the son of the renowned Natalia Molchanova. She actually made free diving quite sexy in her time.
Oh, wow.
And what he does is on the surface, he takes a deep breath and then he does something called packing, which is when you pack your lungs and all the space in your neck and in your face, in your cheeks, with as much oxygen as possible. Mm. He actually looks like a fish out of water because he literally goes, and packs, and then he turns around and goes straight down. And he gently moves like a dolphin because he's wearing a monofin, down, 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 following a piece of rope, actually. And then he gets to a point where it's about 50 meters deep. And what happens at this point is that if you stop moving, you'll actually stay suspended there. And if you go a little bit further, the ocean actually starts to suck you down.
Wow.
Well, that's not terrifying at all.
No, not at all. And don't forget, it's very dark and there are sea creatures around too.
Crazy.
And then after about 3 minutes, he stops. He grabs something that's on the rope so that when he gets to the surface, he can show people, look, I made it to 133 meters.
Yeah.
Turns around and very gently starts to move upwards. Now, the reason why he moves so subtly is because any big movement can actually tear something in his insides. Because what happens is, because of the pressure, the internal organs actually become squashed. So his lungs are the size of, you know, those little cylindrical containers that you get your tablets in?
Yeah.
They go to that size. That is how hectic the pressure is. And if he moves too quickly, he can tear his voice box, he can tear a lung, something can happen, but he knows exactly how to move.
But now also, with him going that deep and the pressure and everything,
yes,
the reason for moving so slow is there's a lot of preparation that goes into this, like
Absolutely.
Regulating your heartbeat, your heart rate.
Yes.
So you don't want to move too fast to elevate your heart rate, because then you'll use more oxygen and you
Correct.
Need a certain amount of oxygen in your blood so that you don't faint or pass out and then you drown.
Absolutely. And fainting and blackout does actually happen to a lot of these free divers.
What's it called? You get the bends.
That's if you scuba dive.
Yeah.
What happens with free divers is that they can get shallow water blackout. So as they are reaching
the surface. I've seen people do that when they get up to the very, very top.
Yes.
Somebody needs to grab them because they literally pass out.
Yes. It's something that just happens. And it happens to the best of them. They're not quite sure why it happens, but I'm sure there are some very clever people out there who are researching the reasons for this. But you are right. They need to conserve oxygen. But what also happens with these professional free divers is that they have so much practice in this that the minute they hold their breath, the mammalian, and they put their face into the water, something called the mammalian diving reflex kicks in almost immediately, and the heart rate goes down rapidly. I know because I've experienced this. It's quite amazing. Your heart rate slows down a lot and it beats harder.
Okay.
Okay. And then what happens is we all have most of us have something called a spleen. Mm. And this is where oxygenated red blood cells are stored. When the body is in need of oxygen, these red blood cells are released into the bloodstream and actually keep everything going. Mostly the brain, the heart, and the internal organs.
Sure.
That's fantastic. So now you went through a bit of this training and you started free diving as well.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people are scared of these large water sources.
Absolutely.
Because we've heard some scary stories. But when you are diving, you know, there must be some sort of peace that you feel when you are diving. And what was that for you? Was that one of the main reasons you wanted to start free diving, is to experience some kind of peace?
Initially, it wasn't. That actually came afterwards. And I realized the peace and the tranquility and the different sounds in the silence that it actually brought. But for me, it was more the fascination. And I actually wanted to see how long I could actually hold my breath. Mm. Because you can train for that. You can actually expand your lungs and you can train your mind to keep going even though your whole body is screaming for you to breathe. Mm. I know that when people have tried to free dive, panic does set in. They feel out of control, very vulnerable, because once again, you are in this enormous mass of water. Anything can happen. It is unpredictable. There are sea creatures. There are apex predators.
That would be me. That's why I can't. I shower. I don't bath because I'm scared. I might drown.
Did you actually see some of the creatures when you went down?
Yes.
So you see it. You don't just look down and go.
So I'm not very good with depth.
Okay.
Because my ears can't handle it. And you only discover this once you try.
Okay.
There are other free divers who do horizontal swimming under, like in the water, because also their eardrums burst.
And you can't do anything about it.
And there's, not really.
Yeah.
Not really. So I probably went down 10 to 15, maybe 20 meters.
Mm. That's still quite impressive, eh?
Mm.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you. Well, I don't think so, because the masters go down to 100 meters.
I mean, me and Nina both scuba dive, and the deepest we've been was 18 meters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
20. 80.
18.
Yeah. 18,
but that's
20.
Deep still.
Yeah.
That's very deep. So my experience was in the kelp forest just off the Simonstown coast.
Where that documentary of the octopus feature was made.
Exactly that area.
Oh, okay, cool.
Exactly that area, which also means that there aren't many apex predators such as sharks around. I was quite scared about encountering a shark. And the person who led me on the freediving course, her name is Hannelie Prinsloo. Mm. She's also a record holder. She was amazing. She basically said to me and the group, if you see an apex predator, you look it in the eye. And we're all kind of looking at each other and going like, no. Like, what do you mean? I've got to look a shark in the eye. Which side? You
know? Rumor is you just punch it on the nose.
I believe you do that. But I mean, I don't know. I'd probably freeze and pretend I was part of the kelp.
I'm glad that's what you were going to do, because I was going to do something completely different.
So in the book, you describe your lesson or learning how to free dive and holding your breath.
Yes.
And you do it very beautifully, I must add.
Thank you.
But what did you learn, or lessons that you learned free diving, that you apply to your life now?
If there's a hunch or something is calling you, do it. Mm-hmm. That is what I learned. Because it is the start and the seed of an amazing adventure and journey that actually opens up many, not just one, but many new worlds. Mm. And that's what I learned. And that's what I've applied to the rest of my life after this experience is, you know what? You feel like doing something, try it.
Yeah.
Even if it looks a little bit scary, try it. Go with people who know what they're doing so that there's safety.
Mm.
Like, don't be stupid about it, but try it. Mm. Prepare yourself. Find out how you can get fit or how you can, improve your breath hold before you go and do a course or have a different experience. Mm. And it was the same for me with open water swimming. Mm. I was like, it's scary, but you know what? I'm going to start doing it. And you know what? Yes, I live inland, but I'm going to find out how I can actually start training with other people in dams. Mm. And that's what I did.
Mm.
Because, I mean, you're from Boksburg. The closest you're going to get is like Wild Waters or something.
Yes, exactly.
If you want to train. And then
Your dad swims open water in the turquoise waters of Sicily and you go to a dam in Boksburg.
Yeah, but the peeing fest at the dam in Boksburg.
Listen, those slides are fun, hey?
So, ons gaan nou weer 'n bietjie met Veruska gesels. Ons wil by al hoor, jy weet, hoekom is die oseaan so fascinerend? En ek wil 'n bietjie praat oor ook daai spesifiek ice diving en jy weet hoe die liggaam geskok word, maar dit is blykbaar goed vir jou gesondheid. Ek sien die rugby spelers doen dit so na 'n game,
klim
in die ijsbad. Maar why? Ek verstaan nie die
Marawai
you do this. Ons verstaan nie die logika agter dit nie, maar miskien kan Veruska vir ons mooi verduidelik wat gebeur met dit. Veruska de Vita oor haar boek Deep Blue en so baie inligting wat in hierdie boek ingaan, nie net oor die see nie, maar oor verskillende aspekte van die see wat ons so baie van hou, jy weet, ons swem, ons duik, ons is op ons bootjies, maar ons wil na by die water wees.
Ja.
En een van die goeders wat sy oor praat is nou, dis vir my ongelooflik interessant om te dink, mense gaan swem in Antarctica, people swim there, right?
Yes.
People go there to shock their systems with the coldest water in the world.
Absolutely.
But that's something that people do locally at spas and sports facilities as well.
And at Blouberg.
And at Blouberg.
Yes.
apparently to improve their health. So I don't understand the science behind why would you want to get into cold, ice cold water. What does it do to your body?
So it does a few things, and it's quite interesting, and it's something that you can actually do right now in the middle of winter. Find an outdoor pool, get into your costume, and actually dip. Don't overthink it. Just get in. And actually feel what that feels like.
But you can't just get in and out. You've got to stay.
You should stay a little bit. Yeah. So like stay a minute or two and actually experience what's called vasoconstriction, which is when your blood vessels actually go and push all the blood to the important organs, right?
Yeah.
And what happens is when it's cold, you can't think.
Mm. Yeah.
So you enter this amazing state of peace into this great zone where you're totally inside your body in this beautiful cold water and there's no thought, which is wonderful for
mental
health.
There's one thought. Don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die.
Not even that. There's not even that thought.
No, but you know what the thing is, Veruska? It sounds fantastic.
Yes.
But how do you get yourself to that point where you're like, all right, I'm just going to do it? Because I don't know if your Oma ever told you before you go swimming, even in summer, just splash a little bit of water
on your heart
so you don't have a heart attack when you get in. And now you expect me to just dunk the whole doopiness in the cold water and stay there.
The whole doopiness.
And not die.
You won't die. But you do need to dunk because the minute you start splashing and just like dipping a toe in there, your brain starts to go, I'm going to die.
Yeah, so you just got to do it.
So you've just got to do it. You don't have to jump in, but literally like step into it.
Sara knows a lekker.
You know what? And you're allowed to complain. Some people you are very allowed to complain.
Yeah, then I'm
you
in.
Can use any words you want.
Yeah, like I think I would swear, so I shouldn't do that on air.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not on air. Like, you know.
In the privacy of your own home.
In the privacy of your own home, do it with friends. It's a lot more fun with friends or somebody nearby in case you do like pass out.
Or have a heart attack. Yeah.
But I haven't heard of that happening with cold water dipping, believe it or not.
Wow.
And it just brings this amazing sereneness.
Okay, yeah. But talk science with me. Because
except for that.
Except for the euphoria and all of the other things. Long-term beneficial eienskappe.
Okay, so basically long-term, it's really, really good for your cells. It keeps everything sharp and awake in your cells.
Okay.
And it actually helps the healing process. So you mentioned that the springboks do all this, like they get into ice baths and things like that. It apparently speeds up the healing process, especially with muscles.
Like cell regeneration and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, so that makes sense why sports people and injured sports people would do this.
Yes, and they also, a lot of extreme swimmers, like who, for example, Amika Dayaga, who is a professional swimmer, after her race, if she's done one race and she's got another race happening the next morning, she will eat and then she'll get into an ice bath because it helps with recovery. She recovers a lot quicker. And the next morning, after she's had a good night's rest,
recover
she's
from
ready.
The eating or what?
Sorry.
Because then you will find Nina in that ice bath just chowing donuts permanently.
Not donuts, pieces of cake, like different cakes.
And McDonald's.
And McDonald's.
Well, apparently it does aid in weight loss. I've heard. Because what it does is it builds adipose tissue, which is also referred to as brown fat, and actually does something to the bad fat, like the cellulite stuff that we don't want.
Brown fat sounds disgusting. But
it does, but you know what? It's a kind of fat that babies have when they're born. So it's a protective
it's
layer.
Even.
It's cute fat. So
That's so much better.
It's good looking fat.
Yeah, because what baby isn't cute?
Exactly.
So, Varush, the time has flown by. I can't believe we've been on air together for almost 40 minutes. And the passion that you talk with is in the book. And that's one of the reasons why I would tell listeners to go read it. But what would you say? Why should people pick up Deep Blue?
It will give you a broader idea of what other people feel in terms of their connection with the ocean. It is filled with possibilities. So if you have any doubt or even an inkling that you actually want to try open water swimming, you want to go and swim in the Antarctic in 2 years' time, read the book. It'll tell you who does it, why they do it, how they prepare, the exhilaration and the thrill they get from it, the fact that they are healthy and invigorated by it. And it also just shows respect for the ocean, which has been around for 4 billion years.
Yeah.
And also just tells you why the ocean is so important part of Earth and how it helps Earth breathe. And if we keep on, you know, putting all our rubbish in the ocean, we won't have Earth for the next few generations. So we need to look after our oceans and respect it.
Please, that is huge, because a lot of our oxygen actually comes from the oceans.
Yeah, people don't know this. They think it's only trees.
No. So oceans are what are called carbon dioxide sinks. So the ocean absorbs carbon dioxide and releases oxygen into the air. So it helps us to breathe. It is part of all of us. So I probably have the Pacific Ocean that existed 1 billion years ago inside of my cells.
That's amazing.
And so do you guys.
I wanted to say, are you a mermaid that we don't know of?
I try.
En moontlik daai een vakansie toe jy al was, toe jy pa per ongeluk gepoep het in die see. Jy het ook dalk nou van daai in jouself. Maar, jy weet.
Jy is random.
Dis my hier en daar. So, gaan lees hierdie boek, dis Deep Blue, Varushka De Vita. Dis baie interessant. En as jy, soos Nini, as jy is mal oor die water, jy hou van swem, jy hou daarvan om by die oseane te wees, jy het net 'n waardering vir water en wat dit beteken vir die planeet en vir ons as mense, dan dink ek gaan jy hierdie baie inspirerend vind. Ons sal ook hierdie podcast. Varushka, thank you so much for being here.
Such a pleasure. And everybody, keep swimming and try the cold water.
Just keep swimming.
Kuier maandag tot vrydag saam Dobie en Nina 3 tot 6 net hier op die Groot Trek op Groot FM 90.5.